Today we are here with Allison Seifer, the owner of Pollen in Asheville, a new coffee shop and flower boutique. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
All right. So can you tell me a little bit about Pollen, when it opened, how long it's been in the works?
Yeah. So the brick and mortar opened July 1st of 2021. We started doing flower deliveries locally, just working out of my kitchen in my house.
Okay.
Back in December of 2020, kind of like COVID, like Hail Mary.
Yes.
After my job was completely shut down and the company I worked for before closed. That was back in New York City. So yeah, started a shop with my partner who does coffee.
Okay.
And we started it in July of last year.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So where did you get the idea of doing a flower and coffee shop?
So we just both like merged our passions together. My partner has been in coffee, in the coffee industry for like his entire career. And I've been doing floral design for the past 10 years or so. Yeah. And so we both kind of just decided, we got a really great space. We were given a really good opportunity, and it was kind of like one of those things where it was easy to say yes. And it was kind of like a dum-dum. And so we like jumped for it. Yeah.
So could you tell me a little bit about where the flowers and coffee come from and your sourcing and all that?
Yeah, so I get my flowers. There's a local market here in town. And it's a wholesale market, and they get their flowers from all over the world, different farms, a lot of farms in South America, a lot of farms in California. And then I work with some other vendors that are a little bit more local. I also work with a vendor that's based out of Rhode Island that sources from all East Coast farms. So it really just depends on like what I'm looking for specifically. Certain blooms I have to get from certain places. But usually what we carry in the store at all times comes from the local wholesaler here in town. Yeah. And we work, in terms of the coffee, we work with a roaster based out of Brooklyn. My partner and I are from Brooklyn, and it's a coffee shop that just meant a lot to us. It was kind of like the shop that we used to go to every day and get our coffee from, and it's pretty sentimental to us. So when we found the space, it was kind of a no-brainer that that's what we wanted.
Very cool. So tell me about your current plans right now with Valentine's Day coming up and all
We just launched our Valentine's Day arrangements that we're offering, and that was like a really fun project. Just like everyone in the staff, we all kind of were like brainstorming what our favorite love movies are and kind of just came up with it. So plan for Valentine's Day has just been like getting super organized. I booked a ton of flowers ahead of time, trying not to cry. Just, I was very surprised at the amount of orders we got in the first day that we launched, which was yesterday. I, woke up in the morning and I was like, oh God, like, this is a mistake. I was like, it's gonna be a flop, no one's gonna like it, no one's gonna order anything, and then I was just totally shocked to see how many people already have been ordering them, so I'm pretty excited. It's definitely, like, requires so much planning and organization and just staying on top of everything, especially when you're dealing with, like, multiple kind of facets at once. Like, we've got the coffee shop, we've got people walking in ordering, we've got people online ordering. It's a lot of moving parts, but we're pretty excited. It's gonna be fun. We're doing like a weekend long thing. We're gonna stay open a little bit later. Gonna have some fun drinks and fun food
during Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we'll have some like decorative stuff in here to make it like kind of like in the theme. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It'll be fun.
So how can people, they just go to your website?
Yep, or just go straight to the website, pollenadl.com, and then there's like a shop flowers section, and right there, there's the Valentine's Day arrangements. We are selling out pretty fast, so we're probably gonna have to close the books in like the next couple of days.
Oh wow.
I was anticipating that we would close it on the 10th, but we got so many sales yesterday, and it's just me and two other people, so.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't have a huge team.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just me and a couple other people, and one person here is actually like a barista, but she's also just super talented like with flowers, so she's gonna throw in and help us, and I might hire a freelancer if it gets crazy, but it's really just like been it's been a ride.
Yeah, I can imagine. So speaking of, it's been a ride.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, this has been very successful so far.
Thank you.
How do you feel about its success? I mean, so many people are coming every day. You're being talked about on raffles and Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, I think what my partner and I really just wanted was a place that feels like community oriented, and like we're both very how do I say, we're both kind of like anarchists.
good.
We just wanted a safe space where like people can hang out, have a good time, we can just explore our passions and just like finally be in a place where we don't have to answer to some boss. Yeah. And we can just like do what we want when we want, and that means like we're really creative with everything we do. My partner is like constantly switching up coffee stuff and recipes and is really excited about it and loves sharing that kind of thing. And I just love flowers. I'm a flower nerd. Like, I love sharing like really cool stuff. And I mean, I think like if you have passion about something and you're really excited about something and you want to share that with people, like people get excited about it no matter what it is.
Yeah, very true. All right.
Yeah.
Well, last question.
Cool.
Besides like time.
That's all good.
So do you have future plans after Valentine's Day, or are you just kind of caught up in that?
Yeah, right. I am doing a big pop-up with a brewery here in town, but that's kind of still on the low. And then just gearing up for Mother's Day, which will be another big thing. And then after that, it's just like wedding season. As soon as the weather gets a little bit better, we're going to start trying to get more events going on here,
nice.
Doing more kind of like collaborative stuff.
Yeah. So you guys do, I've noticed you do a lot of different events, like mm-hmm. after hours closed. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about
yeah,
a couple
so
of those that happen?
Definitely. One of our friends here in town, Erica, she runs Rosarina. She did a terrarium building workshop here, which was really fun.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did. Cool. It was a few months ago. And then we just a couple weeks ago, we had our pal Ethan, who runs the wine program at Pink Moon. He came in and did a really awesome wine tasting event. His partner made like some really awesome snacks for everyone, and it was just really good.
Awesome.
And yeah, I think we just want to use this space for other people too. Like, we want other people to like find a way to elevate themselves within it, you know, if that makes sense. We always kind of envision this place as being like, yes, it's a coffee shop and it's a flower shop, but also like it's a space. And we want other people to like be able to use it for whatever they might need it for. We also like we don't host but there is an AA meeting here as well for people that are in the program, and that's listed on the local AA website.
That's awesome.
Well, it's anonymous.
There you go.
I don't think you're supposed to know.
In the work.
If you know, you know. But then, yeah, I mean, we're kind of open to anything. This weekend, we're going to do a pop-up here, actually. It's going to be kind of like an adult book fair pop-up. Yeah, with a couple cool artists that are in the art scene here. They do zines and tapes and books and, like, building art. It should be pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
So, can you tell me about times and hours when you're open and
yeah.
all of that?
Yeah.
Thing?
So, for Valentine's Day specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be open all weekend long. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we're going to be open an hour later. So, normally we close at 4, but we're going to be closing at 5 this time. And the flower bar normally opens at 10, but we're going to open at, I believe we're going to open at 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we'll be 8 to 5.
And what time does coffee open?
Same time, 8 o'clock. 8 to 5.
All right.
Cool.
Cool. Well,
thanks.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to see how this goes.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to Valentine's Day.
It'll be fun.
Yes.